This is Emory University Sound Science, conversations on transforming health and healing. Coming up on Emory University Sound Science, Ernest Garcia, a professor of radiology at Emory University, discusses the evolution of a software tool set that helps physicians analyze cardiac images. I'm Robin Frakolis for Emory University's Sound Science. 20 years ago, Ernest Garcia and his colleagues began developing a set of software imaging tools, now known as the Emory Cardiac Toolbox. Used throughout the world, the toolbox offers physicians an efficient, non-invasive method of accurately diagnosing heart disease. The software integrates three-dimensional imaging with specific quantitative variables, such as blood flow. Garcia explains.
We quantify relative blood flow to the myocardium. We quantify how efficient the cavities in the heart are at pumping blood. So there are many different tools for looking at many different aspects of how the heart works. The reason we call it a toolbox is because we keep adding tools all the time. So it's like a never-ending story.
The most recently developed tool uses multi-harmonic phase analysis, which is used to quickly and reliably determine which heart failure patients will benefit from cardiac resynchronization therapy.
Just by using the software analyzing the how the heart beats, we can see how synchronized it is, and if it's not synchronized, predict how well it would improve with resynchronization therapy.
However, the most common diagnostic question the software addresses, says Garcia, is whether a patient has coronary artery disease.
That's the first question and the most important one. You should know that over 10 million patients in the United States are imaged every year for this. 10 million, and about 40% of them are analyzed with our software. So that's about 4 million.
The toolbox's latest development involves measuring absolute blood flow to the myocardium.
Up till now, what we do is we measure relative flow. Basically, we compare a patient's heart to a database of other patients' hearts that were both normal and abnormal, and statistically determine, is this heart normal or abnormal, and in which regions are compromised, and how are they compromised. This other approach now is to try to actually get the blood flow into the different areas to try to look at different disease states.
Whether using older tools or newer ones, each analysis takes only seconds.
First of all, let's talk about the physician. Because it's totally automatic and integrated and optimized, a physician can make an interpretation in just 2 or 3 minutes, where otherwise they would have to manually do all kinds of processes, and it could take them 20, 30 minutes. Because it's fast, the clinicians tend to use as many tools as are available to them for a specific clinical question. It's also a comprehensive diagnosis. So one would think that it's a more accurate diagnosis.
I'm Robin Frakolis, and this is Emory University's Sound Science.